Well, the state's Democrat leaders gathered along the Chicago River Monday to put up a united front against the Trump administration possibly sending policing help to Chicago in the form of the National Guard. Governor Pritzker told those gathered that there is no crime issue. However, House Republicans say his Safety Act policy has emboldened criminals across the state. House Minority Leader Tony McCombie said public safety is not optional. It's the first responsibility of leadership.
Illinois families deserve real solutions, not excuses. And that starts with repealing the disastrous Safety Act so we can put victims first and back our law enforcement. It means repealing the Trust Act because the unchecked migrant crisis is draining wallets and straining neighborhoods. We need leaders who will face the problems head on, not those who are going to distort facts, shift blame, or simply ignore reality.
In regard to the governor's remarks of no crime issue, State Representative Patrick Sheehan of Lockport, who was also a police officer, said he begs to differ.
As a police officer, I live it every single day. They can talk statistics till they're blue in the face, but this is a real issue. I talk to victims as a police officer. I talk to victims as a state legislature. And I mean, these are real people. These are real stories. I hear it from my constituents saying that crime is still an issue.
State Representative Patrick Windhorst of Metropolis said Illinois is now more dangerous because of the Safety Act.
I believe the governor's comments about Illinois and public safety are misguided, and we need to put those policies back in place that had led to a reduction in crime. And until we take a serious look at making sure that those who break the law are held responsible, we're going to continue to see individuals flouting the law and committing crimes.
Representative Kevin Schmidt of Downstate Millstadt said it's a pretty simple formula.
The no cash bail element of it is basically a revolving door for criminals. We need to get rid of that. We need to reverse the Safety Act and be tough on crime, and then crime will go down. It's a pretty simple formula there that other states are doing and have a lot less crime.
On Monday, the president said he might wait for Pritzker to ask for the National Guard to be deployed, as is the norm, but may do so unilaterally using powers meant to be used in extreme emergencies. From the Capitol, I'm Dean Abbott.